أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد الطاهرين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، ولعن أعداء آل محمد من الأولين والآخرين جميعا. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the lesson of Aqaid, and we're still with doctrine of divine unity, Tawheed. What is Tawheed? We believe that the unity of Allah, Tawheedullah, the unity of Allah must be in all respects, not only in one respect, but must be in all respects. Just as for His unity of essence, Tawheed al-Dhat, just as for His unity of essence, Tawheed al-Dhat. We believe that Allah must be one in His essence and in the necessity. Brothers and sisters, we believe that Allah must be one in His essence and in His necessity. And in the necessity of His existence, the necessity of His existence, wajib al-wujud. So, secondly, so here that we should believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of His essence. He is just as for His unity of His of essence, Tawheed al-Dhat. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never had a compound that. He never has a compound essence. But the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simple. Is simple, not compound. Because if He is compound, so He is what? He is poor. He is need. He is asking for somebody or something to create Him. He is asking something to support Him. And that's all not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also secondly, His essence must be one with His various attributes, as we shall explain below. You see, brothers, here His essence, Tawheed Dhatihi, must be one Dhatihi must be one with His various attributes, not only one attribute, but the various attributes that belong to Allah. He is one in all that. As we shall explain this, likewise, nothing is similar in its attributes to Him. For example, His knowledge and ability are unparalleled, and He has no partner. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unparalleled, and He has no partner. Nobody like Him. Nobody has the same knowledge of Allah. Nobody has the same information like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the knowledge, all the information from the beginning of the life until the end of doomsday and after that. And nobody else has the same thing just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, not only that, but the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is concerned, it is belong to Him only. Nobody else has the same ability just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a person, not another creatures, but Allah, the only Allah, the only one who has such ability, nobody else. Also, yes, and He has no partner. Yes, Allah has no partner, no other Allah, no other God, but only Allah is the God. So, in creation, nor in providing for His creatures, so Allah in creation, He is the only one who creates everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one in providing for His creatures. Wallah al-mu'ti al-wahid li makhluqat. So, in creation, nor in providing for His creatures. Therefore, no one is like Him in any of His perfections. The perfections of Allah, it is belong to Him. Nobody has a perfection like Him. Nobody even close in perfection like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Himself, He has what? The perfections by Himself. Nobody has this perfection like Him. And thirdly, His unity must exist in the worship of Him. His unity, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must exist where? Must exist in the worship of Him. You should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, nobody else. You should worship Allah all the time through your prayers, through your fasting, through your doing khums, through your giving charity to poor persons. It should be what? Belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be what? It should be loyal. You should be loyal to Allah. You should be khalis to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So unity must exist in the worship of Him. And worship of any other than Him is not permitted. Yes, no permission to anybody to worship anybody else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The permission is to worship Allah only. Nobody else except Allah. Who deserves to be worshipped by Himself? And it is not permitted. There is no permission. There is no allowance for anybody to worship accept Allah to worship somebody else? Why just we give or explain previously in last few minutes? Allah, He has the ability. Allah, He has the ability. Allah, He has the power. Allah, He is the only giver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only providing for His creatures. Nobody like Him. For that, nothing must be made a partner to Him in worship. Whether the worship be obligatory, example, salah, wajib, إذا كانت العبادة واجبة, obligatory, just like salah, or not obligatory, أو ليست واجبة, it is optional, like what? Like dua. So in both these two things, either the case or the situation, it is obligatory, you should worship Allah only and no one except Allah. This is with obligatory worshippers. How about the optional obligatory, the optional worship? Yes, the optional worship, it should be also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else. By the way, some of the Nawasib, some of the Wahhabism people, when they talk about Muslims Shi'i, they said that Shi'a people, they worship, for example, Al-Imam al-Husayn. They worship Ali ibn Abi Talib instead of Allah. Definitely, brothers and sisters, these Nawasib, these Wahhabism, they don't understand how to worship Allah. Why? Because when we go to Imam Hussein, or when we go to Al-Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayh, we never worship Ali ibn Abi Talib. Because it is, if you worship Ali ibn Abi Talib, that would be what? That would make a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worshiping. So here we have to worship Allah. But how these Wahhabism people, they said that Shia people worship Allah subhanahu, worship Ali ibn Abi Talib? Because brothers and sisters, they don't understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the whole people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the way that He asked, from the way that He liked. I'll give you a simple example. If you have a boy, okay, and this is the only boy to you, and you love him too much, okay, and now somebody came and knocked the door, somebody you don't know, he came to you and he asked you to lend him some money, to give him some money for a while, then he give it back to you, to borrow him some money. Sorry, you lent him some money, okay? Then you don't know him, so what is the result? Definitely you are not going to give him money. Is it clear?
Yes, that's very clear. Then this boy or this man, he went directly to your son and bring your son to you, and your son asked you to borrow this person to give him money. So still you are refusing giving money to this man. Definitely you are going to give him money. Why? Because this person, he is a friend of your son, or your son is like this person, because the sake of your son, for the sake of your son, you are going to give the person the money that he needs. Yes, that he needs. For that, Shia people ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not directly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what we need, but through the Al-Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen, or through the Prophet himself, or through Aba Abdullah al-Husayn, or Fatima al-Zahra, or Hassan al-Mujtaba, or the rest of the Imams. So we make them as a means, wasila. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. You have to search for a way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shouldn't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly without somebody that Allah like. For that, brothers and sisters, when we have something important, or when in need of something, means al-wasila, means a way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, means M-E-A-N-S. This wasila, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he asked you to fast, for example, I mean obligatory fasting, as-siyam al-wajib, where he asked you to fast? He asked you to fast through Ramadan, not in Rajab, not in Sha'ban, I mean the obligatory fasting, as-siyam al-wajib, not mustahab. He never asked you to do fasting in what? In Muharram. So you can say that I'm fasting the obligatory fasting, as-siyam al-wajib, in Muharram, and I'm not going to fast in Ramadan because in Ramadan it is very hot. No. This is not acceptable fasting, because Allah asked you to fast in Ramadan. Even it is very hot, even it is very cold, even the day it's very long. In this time Allah wants you to fast. So you can't make tashri' akhar against tashri' al-ilahi. You can't make laws, your own laws, against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something else. I'm giving you examples in order to make the idea clear to you, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, if you you go to pilgrimage to Hajj, man istata'a ilayhi ماذا الحج, you have to go for pilgrimage to Hajj if you have what istata'a, if you have the ability. So if I don't have istita'a, if I don't have the ability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish me? No, definitely no. So here Allah asked us to nad'uh, to come to Him, but through what? Through a specific means, a special means. And that there is no better, no best, no better than Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Because they are the greatest means, they are the lovest means to Allah, they are the closest means to Allah, they are the purify means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, Allah asked all people to come and yad'u, or to come to Islam, but through them, not through somebody else. For that, brothers and sisters, that Wahhabism, they misunderstand, or they became mu'anideen, they don't like Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. For that, they give excuses, bad excuses, incorrect excuses, to let the people away from the pure means, the pure people, that they are Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Here, brothers and sisters, we can see these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like His existence wajib al-wujud, and His essence must be one with His various attributes, as we shall explain later on insha'Allah. And also He must be what? Knowledge and ability. And these descriptions to Allah, which He became the unity of Allah, Tawheed Allah. This is for today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.